Well, today's Friday, May 13th. It's Gio here. I haven't made a podcast in a while. People have been asking me. I've been thinking about it. I'm not really sure if I really want to get back into like podcasting and interviewing people, because it felt like a bit of a chore. But still want to express myself somehow and just share what I've been up to and what I've been thinking. And so today's my birthday. It's actually my 40th birthday today, and I figured I'd just hit record and see what happens. And not committing to any regular schedule, but when it feels right, maybe once a month or more or less, you know, just put something out there. So for those tuning in, great to connect. And of course, you know, love to connect to you on Instagram, Elemental Geo, YouTube, Facebook, but mainly on Instagram. But anyways, it's been quite an interesting experience to live here on Earth, as most of you might also feel the same. And just recently, I was at Arrhythmia, and during an ayahuasca experience, it had dawned on me that, you know, I was turning 40. Obviously, I knew it was coming, but, you know, it was a lot of major transitions for me, especially at this point in my life. You know, I'm halfway living between Costa Rica and Toronto right now, and here in this beautiful beach village in Osara. As I'm sitting here in my bedroom, I can, out of one window, I see the mountains, the sun peeking through the clouds, and behind me, as I turn around, I can see the ocean, and, you know, the brown, muddy river pouring into the ocean as it was raining. It just started rainy season yesterday, and the rains here, as soon as they come in, they bring in incredible, quick growth of new life and wash out a lot of the junk that's accumulated into the ocean. And it's just a very beautiful beach town here, if you've ever heard of Nassara. Kind of in the middle of nowhere, on the Pacific Coast. Most people, it's a trek to get down here, bumpy roads, not a lot of paved roads, a few hours from any airport. But the people who find themselves here, in my opinion, are very unique. A lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people seeking to improve themselves, and a lot of medicine, all different kinds, like mushrooms, ayahuasca, you name it. A lot of music, different parties in the jungle, and live music, musicians, and it's just quite an interesting place. Probably be interesting to talk to some of these people on a podcast, which is part of the intention, Pura Vida. And that's, I guess, the pure life, or it means like something along those lines, like Pura Vida. It's like a saying down here that everyone says about just how life is good. And the more I think about it, you know, appreciating the simple things in life just make life good. And I'm just really grateful. So yeah, as I was recording, Joey, who is a business partner of mine at Elemental in Toronto, Float Studio, I just knocked on the door, he came to visit. And it's interesting, I was also reflecting on that this week, how, you know, some friends traveled all the way down here to hang out with me this weekend. We have a few things planned. We're going to go to sunset and dinner tonight, and tomorrow we invite a bunch of people to this beach property where we're going to play some live music and watch the sunset. And, you know, I reflect a lot, and Sunday we went for a boat cruise. And like how beautiful life is down here. It's just the simple things that are the most important, and the people that you get to spend time with. And it's also reflecting on my life, you know, like in 40 years, you make a lot of friends. And as you change, you know, your relationships with people change. And I remember there was a point where I was kind of sad how I was growing away from old friends due to different interests. You know, I'm growing at a different pace, and they're growing at their own pace or still where they were at. And I know over time that slowly some of them came around. When I mean came around, sort of became more aligned with my, what I was into, I guess, or more open to change. And some of them stay where they are, and there's still a love there for them. And but I realized I was making room for the new friends and the amazing people in my life now that are, I've become really close with, and just super grateful for all the relationships in my life, and, you know, business partners and real friends and family. And so anyways, so here we are in Costa Rica, turning 40. Another transition that recently happened was like 5 years ago, almost exactly, in May 2017, I signed a lease in Toronto for this wellness studio that I didn't even know what happened at the time. I just had this idea of like, hey, I was getting into breath work. I was just become a Wim Hof instructor. I started doing the elemental rhythm style and was leading people through it. And they were having these crazy experiences and the class was getting busy and people wanted to come to the next one. And so I just rented this space. It was an empty shelf, the window in the back. The address was 999 Edgeley. And for the next, you know, year, just delays, spending money, signing bank loans, spending all my life savings, putting into this thing. And then all this fear comes up about failure and what would happen if you'd fail and what would that mean. And really pushed me to the edge. You know, I was smoking cigarettes and drinking wine at night because I just needed something to cope with the stress I was going through. And when we came to open in February, it was like, geez, dude, what are you doing? You know, you're opening a wellness studio and look at you, you're stressed, you're not sleeping, you're definitely not a good example. And so, you know, I went cold turkey, just cut all the crap and slowly, started to just focus on every person that walked in there and just was like, hey, like, I'm just going to not accept failure. If I fail, it's really not going to mean anything actually about who I am. And I had this fear of like people judging me and all this kind of stuff that I guess I picked up from childhood about having to be successful and what my self-worth and net worth was. And once I was able to drop that, you know, just things started changing. What ended up happening was, you know, I've really made a lot of money at Elemental. It I think that's potential to now. But it just kind of like paid for itself and created this amazing community and all these amazing connections that I made and friendships and new business opportunities. I reconnected with a good friend of mine, Thais Gibson, founder of Personal Development School. If you haven't seen any of her content, you definitely got to check it out. And just other friends that I met and opportunities to teach and I look back, it was such a beautiful thing. And coming now to like the closing of that lease, I remember signing it. I was like, oh my God, this is never going to end. And hoping someone would come and save me. Some partner is going to come and invest all this money and take away all my problems. But I had to go through that. And I look back at 40 years and I look at all the crazy hard times that I went through. And, you know, I thought I was sick and dying and started reading up conspiracy theories and looking at health in a different way, or going to Burning Man and just really losing my mind. There's a podcast out somewhere on the internet about that. And how beautiful life is when it brings you to that brink of fear, of really challenging like your perception of the world and everything you know to be true and certain, and gives you that stability. And when it challenges that, when it rocks you to your core, it opens up this new opportunity for growth in a new way that allows you to transcend your old paradigm, your old belief systems. And, you know, coming down here now, thinking about moving to Costa Rica, it was like so much uncertainty and, you know, just trying to let go of thinking about overthinking things, thinking about possible scenarios and what's better, and rather, you know, listening to my heart more. And, you know, I think the whole world is in this kind of space right now where there's so much uncertainty. There's obviously some change happening. And, you know, ultimately we can point fingers at who's trying to do it. Is it being done on purpose? Is there a group of people or organizations driving this? And probably is. And they probably have their motivations, but I think there's an energy behind that drives everything. You know, like the yin and the yang, the balance of light and dark, and how the contrast is so important to having understanding. So you can see the dark and you can see the light. Without one, the other doesn't exist. And whatever's driving those forces, it's playing out perfectly. You know, this story, this experience of life. And who knows the way it's going to end. And that's the beauty of having an experience as a human being on Earth. It's like, we don't know how it's going to end. We don't know what comes next. We don't know what came before. We don't know what we're doing here or how we got here. You know, I question a lot of history. But I find that the universe, or whatever you want to call it, really, I don't know, higher self, God, is always sending us these clues. It's almost like sometimes I think we're in this video game, this matrix, you know, and just imagine VR 1,000 years from now, you could probably tap into an experience like this. And you choose, like, what do we want to learn? We want to experience, you know, all these things, death, pain, fear, love, joy, sex, like all the contrast, the good, the bad, the in-between, drugs, psychedelics, addiction. It's all perfect. You know, it's all there for us. And plant medicine's shown me a lot of that, and how, you know, sometimes we judge, like, hey, like, a baby dying or cancer, like, how can that be good? And the medicine said, you know, ayahuasca said, you know, like, just the ability to be a sperm and to be in an egg, even for one day, is such a miracle, such an experience, such a beautiful thing, you know. And if that's all it is, that's all it was supposed to be. And then that experience will allow others to have a different experience, you know, someone dying in a crash or a war. In this life, we try to wrap our mind around how bad it is and, you know, things. But when we look back, it's like, oh, you know, we had to understand. We had to learn. And maybe it's like a stepping stone to something else. So, yeah, I think it's super interesting and important to have these experiences and try not to get stuck in them and try to, like, allow yourself to surrender. One of my favorite books of all time, Surrender Experiment, really helped shift me in many ways. Another amazing book is The Way to Love, Anthony DeMello. Also, just reading, it's like poetry on paper. But yeah, turning 40, so it's like, okay, what's another 40 years like now? Where do we go from here? And I have this insane kind of drive to always be working, to always be doing more. Like yesterday, I was on literally at my desk for 12 hours. And I'm like, what am I doing here? I'm in Costa Rica. I'm looking out at beautiful nature. I'm working so much. I try to justify, like, it's good because I'm working. You know, like, that's definitely ingrained in me. And the work I'm doing is helping people. So that's another justification. So it allows me to maybe neglect those closest to me a little bit, or neglect myself and what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I'm trying to find out where these patterns come from. And I realized recently, after 40 years of, well, probably not 40 years of working, so the first 25 was kind of like a shit show where I was just trying to figure out life and a lot of drinking and partying and fighting and whatever. Zero sense of direction, which was probably good at that time because it gives you sort of framework to see, you know, where you've come, where you've gone. But you know, I felt a quick story back in New Year's. I had a bunch of friends come down to Costa Rica, not super close friends, but people from Toronto, other people that I knew, and I invited them to a mushroom hike in the jungle. Friends had a property with waterfalls, and it's a beautiful space, and I'd gone there a few weeks earlier and taken a little bit of mushrooms and just had a beautiful experience. And they were like, hey, we want to do something in nature, blah, blah, blah. So I invited everybody, probably like 20 people, a loose invitation, but, you know, at least an invitation to at least 20 people. And they came, no one showed up, not a single person. And I was there at the cafe having a smoothie bowl with a friend of mine who owned the property. And I was just thinking, like, wow, what the hell? No one's coming. I said, okay, fuck it. I'm going to go anyways. And so I end up going, take the mushrooms, sit in the river, and just like, oh, this is the greatest day ever. This is just exactly what I needed. What I actually needed was to rest and relax. And I catch myself, sitting there, observing the blue morphos as they fly by, listening to the water, listening to the birds, and how perfect it is. And then it wasn't perfect enough for me, where I was thinking, oh, I can't wait to bring this person here. Come bring someone else there. And I just kept on catching glimpses of just being present and then glimpses of bringing other people there. I couldn't understand why. So I thought about it for the next few days, and we were doing some breath work on the beach with this private beach near us. It's volcanic, black, beautiful beach with amazing sunrise and sunsets and palm trees and animals and sometimes turtles and cool birds. And what happens is, somehow I got my hands in a 5-MeO DMT pen. And I would just like microdose it as I'm breathing. And I have this experience where I start just seeing my brothers and realizing that how much I love them. And I realized that when I was a kid, I was so lonely. by no one's fault, you know, like great parents and a lot of opportunities to be with kids. But I was the oldest child, and until about 5, there was no one else. Probably until about 7, you know, until crawling Alex came around where I can, you know, beat him up a little bit. But I realized that I was lonely as a kid, and a lot of my behaviors were driven by wanting to be accepted, wanting to have friends. And I realized in school, if I was smart, people would like me, or I could help them with their work. And when I go to a new school, same sort of thing, like, how can I provide value for people? And but what ended up happening was I developed this pattern or conditioning that I needed to be the best I could be so people would like me, and I would have friends. I would never feel alone. And that carried throughout my entire life. I still feel parts of it now, I guess, in this work ethic. But it helped me to not feel like I had to do things when I catch myself now. It's like, hey, wait a minute, I don't have to do anything. You know, people who know me love me for who I am. But I can choose now to be a little bit more intentional about how I spend my time. Obviously not yesterday, but I'm trying to clear a lot of work off my plate because I plan to go to Machu Picchu next week. Again, big decision for me to take 10 days away from the family to go to Peru. I think I kind of deserve it, maybe. And I was just like, I had to really sit with that. It's like, hey, is that okay? You know, something I've always wanted to do. Don't want to take time away from the family or work. Don't want to let them down. And this pattern of my entire life of whenever I feel rejected, it was like self-improvement, 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 do better, do more. I sit down, I should be reading a book, I should be researching something, I should be recording something. Maybe even this podcast now is doing that, as it's my birthday and I'm like, hey, I got a half hour, I want to record something. So just to let you know, after 40 years, I'm still a work in progress. I have no answers. I know less. I realize I know less now. I thought I knew more before, and the more I drink medicine and contemplate and meditate and try new things, I feel like I know less, but I have a deeper sense of curiosity as to the adventure of life and what's out there beyond this lifetime. And welcoming the chaos and uncertainty of what's unfolding right now, trusting something beautiful will come at the end, whether it's here on this earth, whether, you know, the earth goes beyond this. Maybe we're even like some slave race that was put here and kept ignorant to the fact that beyond Antarctica, there's this ice wall and a flat earth. I'm just kidding, but it could be possible. And just to be curious and to be open and to not believe everything you're told, to trust your intuition, to love first. And the love is always the answer. I got a story about Jesus I'll save for another podcast. But for now, just wanted to say thank you for listening. If you're not in my life, I'd love to meet you one day. If you are, thank you for being a part of this last 40 years. And looking forward to the next 40, a lot more growth, a lot more experiences, a lot more sharing and openness, and hopefully creating a better world for all of us, whatever that means. But I understand that the world is already perfect, so we can't make it better. Everything that's happening is perfect, and it's for us, and it's for humanity to evolve and continue to change and grow. So, you know, you sprinkle in a little bit of chaos, it pushes on everyone to change a little bit for the better. So again, I'm Gio. Please, if we're not connected already, Elemental Gio, check it out. And thank you for being on this journey with me. Love you. Peace.